He starts blowing on one pile. You send it off out in the wind. What's he doing? He's burning the next pile. Just burning hair. Now, Lord, I got to get this to the press. I'm outdated. Now I've got a third book. The anti-cut hair, blow it and burn it cult. Rush back to the press. This will sell. I mean, this will make me enough money that I might be able to find something else I can be anti on. Don't pick on me unless you're ready to enter the fray. I ain't greeted anybody with a holy kiss in years. The Statue of Liberty has got a better model than most churches. It's about time we get it back. Send me all the sinners in town. I want to tell them about Jesus that loved them. Well, I've got the next edition of my book. That's going to get them. I mean, it's really a hot seller. I've romped on this cult and that cult for so long, there's been nothing new I could be anti on. But now I got a good one. Anti lay on your side too long cult. Anti-bake cakes with dung, eat them. Cult. Anti-cut hair and put it in three piles and blow on it and burn one. Let's leave the other one a mystery. Cult. Just got this off the press and I'm back in town. What are you doing now? Well, he's knocking holes in the side of his house. Just over there. I mean, he's over at the parsonage just plain ruining it. He's ruining the whole damn house. Just knocking holes in the wall. What? My Lord, I got another book. Don't knock holes in the parsonage wall cult. Or rather, knock holes in the parsonage wall cult. What's he doing? Well, he's carrying furniture through the holes. And I mean, Sister Ezekiel's over there just wringing her hands. She'd just set the house up, you know, just got it in order. The man came home, laying on his side too long, took a bath, got his hair cut, coming home to eat some decent cooking for a change. She set the whole house. He knocked holes in the wall, carrying furniture out every door. I mean, I know, there's a door. She opened the doors. It wouldn't go through them. He went through the holes in the wall. By the way, hole in the wall, Tennessee. They told me when I tried to discover something new, it's impossible. The ancients have stolen everything new. Elijah was the first resident of the hole in the wall town. He was the original hole in the wall gang in one man. Carrying furniture out of the house through the holes in the wall. What's he doing now? Well, he came out blindfolded. I mean, he knocks a hole in the wall, blindfolds himself, and carries furniture out. And he's wandering around out there in the trees, blindfolded, carrying furniture. This anti-cult man just checked into the local hospital at Chebar. He decided it was too much for him. While he was there, Pastor Scott came in. Said to him, "I want to read something to you out of the Bible, brother." He said, "I need it. Find me something that tells me about God." "All right, I'm going to do that." So old Brother Gene said to him, "I'm going to read to you. You're an evangelical, and the greatest prophet of evangelical Christianity in the Old Testament was Isaiah. He's the one that saw the suffering servant. The suffering servant. Let's read from Isaiah." Am I boring you? In the year that Tartan came unto Ashdod, when Sargon the king of Assyria sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it, at the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah the son of Amos, saying, Go, and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins. Now that's where you wear underwear. And put off thy shoe from thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. Now, I thought sure this would please the dear brother, because he didn't like preachers who dressed funny. So we got a preacher who isn't dressed at all. I mean, what is there to criticize? Did so, walking naked and barefoot. Page 773. Look, it's right here in the King James. Chapter 20, book of Isaiah. And the Lord said, the Lord proved it. I mean, he used him as an illustration. My Lord, shut the windows, everybody. The Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot 3 years. I mean, good lands of Goshen. Can't you get a good look in 3 days? Got Gloria fanning herself. Years for a sign and wonder. Oh boy. I'm telling you, God asked me to do that. Right there is where I'm going to backslide. I mean, I'll do almost anything for God. Kill me, Lord, not that. I'm comforting my brother. As the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and wonder upon Egypt and upon Ethiopia, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptian prisoners. You know he's prophesying to Israel and telling them what God's going to do to Ethiopians. Well, you know, why make the point so graphic? Go tell those Ethiopians. Don't embarrass we as Israelites. So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptian prisoners, and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their... Oh, my Lord, help us now. It says it right here, Ron. Son, I don't know if you're old enough. You want to go out outside while I read this? Even with their... Oh, Lord, I can't say it. Buttocks. Even with their buttocks uncovered. To the shame of Egypt. And the word is simply to the nakedness of Egypt. And my brother passed out in the hospital. What's the point you're making? Well, if you've got good ground, you already figured it out. If you're a clay head and a rock head and a thorn bush, you ain't no hopes for you anyway. And what I'm trying to do is let the world out there that the church has thrown out understand God ain't against you. He's not against you at all. You say, are you mocking God? No, I'm not mocking God. I'm against these people that diminish him in size. I'm against these people that set up their little kingdom, as Reinhold Niebuhr said, and build a little pea-sized idea of what Christianity is, a little box that they can perform in, and pull God down to their box, and then reach out and grab people and imprison them in their box, and then don't ever let them out. They might find out how big God is. That's my crusade, to bust those walls down and free the prisoners. Hey, I don't think I'm right. I know I'm right. I grew up in it. There's hardly a voice on television I haven't been around. I've watched their behind-the-scenes phoniness. I've watched their operations. And I've had it. I'm still for that pastor like my dad. Lest there's that man faithful to a congregation that deals with reality. Like Bon Bowman in Detroit, he was 19 when he took a church. He said, we had 35 in it. You'd sing the doxology. They'd climb the walls. He stayed there 40 years. They called him Bond. He knew he wasn't perfect. He knew God was. And he offered the God that was the answer to his needs to other people. He didn't tromp on people. I got a church full of people. Some of them do better with God than I do. Nobody loves God any more than I do. But the God I'm in the business of presenting, I learned about it from my father. You don't hear the worst singing you ever heard in your life. My dad's 78th birthday, he can sing pretty good when his hearing aid's pointing the right direction. But he got so choked up he couldn't carry a tune. And when he started choking up, he tried to go high, and it went worse. But who cares? Then he made me sing with him, and I can't sing anyway. My dad can. I learned to play a sax because my dad could sing, and I couldn't, so I played the sax. But I'm choked up, too. That makes it worse. But through it all, my dad loved me. And thank God I discovered that God is our Heavenly Father. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you as you are, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I'm on a crusade to set people free in Christ. Most of you are the good soil. You couldn't take the thumping that it takes on a wayside. You went to churches where somebody was trying to get the Word of God into a wayside path, and they had a pickaxe going at you. You couldn't take the treatment of a church full of stony ground, where the message was a sledgehammer designed to break rocks. You couldn't take the clawing that went on trying to get the thorns out of the ground. You left. And inside that Berlin Wall church, they're still pounding on a hard path, still pounding on rocks and clawing at thorns, and telling you you're lost because you left. You're the good ground. Good ground doesn't need that crap. Good ground receives the seed. As Reinhold Niebuhr said, part of the imageness of God in us is an intrinsic ability to recognize the truth when we first see it and respond to it. And there are lots of people that have been living with guilt that has been put on them by the church. They couldn't take what went on. They turn on Sunday TV, they hear some guy telling some woman she's going to be delivered from fat immediately by the power of God. So that God talks to them. And honey, little rubber woman, recorded it. You can hear what God has to say for you for a gift of not less than $10. I'm here to tell you, you don't need to buy that. for God to talk to you. He's already talked. He said it loud and clear. The one that could tell us all we need to know about God turned from facing God in eternity. Led him from behind a curtain, struck a tent in human flesh called Jesus of Nazareth, moved on the stage of history, and went and attracted common people and ordinary men and women in the street. The religious ones missed it totally. My dad didn't understand me lots of times. I remember many times I'd be overseas, they didn't even know where I was at. But I always knew one thing. My dad loved me. That's what the parable of the prodigal son says. The father that ran down the road to greet that prodigal. Wonder how he is dressed coming home. The elder brother. I don't know why the church that reads the scripture can't read that parable and see themselves in the mirror. That resentful elder brother. When the father killed the fatted calf. Man, I say to this nation, if you haven't got a church, become a king's house and join mine. I'm here to tell you of a God that loves you and ain't going to dump on you. Hey! I didn't live up to that view that my dad had of his son. But no shotgun or a whip could make me want to do it. Like knowing that he felt that way about me and wouldn't give up no matter what I did. Now, my understanding of God is there was a wall of partition between us and God, the Ephesian letter says, because of our sins. We didn't change and climb over the wall so that God could take us by the hand on the other side. He split that wall. He broke the wall of partition by heaping all of our sins onto Jesus, past, present, and future. He died for my sins, and God pulled the wall apart that He might send His Spirit to me where I am, as I am, that I might become the habitation of God through His Spirit. And Paul then prays that we might comprehend the height, the depth, the breadth, the full wonder, and the full dimension of His love, knowing that even those who receive it can't comprehend it. Now, I'm going to keep on crying for that kind of God and knocking the heads of those that, like the Pharisees of the New Testament, not only won't make it in themselves, won't let anybody else in. Just come on home, what I got to say. Paul said, I thank God. Thank Him for His grace. Righteousness came by my works. Christ is dead in vain. And henceforth He said to the Galatians, let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus, the stigmata, the mark of a bond slave, saying to whom he belongs. Jesus is my master. I'm His bond slave. I'm tired of other people putting their brands on me. I don't put my brand on anybody. I just welcome all the family of God that accepts His brand. You and Him work it out. You and Him. He that judgeth me is the Lord. Now, in case some people think it's not there, you go home and read the book of Ezekiel. I guess I'm the one that got to go home tonight. You just stay home, read the book of Ezekiel. You stay home, read the book of Ezekiel. You'll find that he did every one of those things. Well, God wouldn't have anybody do that. Well, he did. God wouldn't have a preacher walk naked 3 years. Thank God he hasn't done it lately. But he did it. Just leave people alone. Let God do with them what he will. Well, what the local presbytery would do. God decided to get the attention of Los Angeles by making me walk naked for 3 years. I'd get their attention. I'm not sure I want their attention that much, but God can do what He wants. I think we ought to just protest some more tonight. Just keep protesting. We may be the last Protestant church in the world. Maybe the last free voice you'll ever hear on television. Weren't you afraid that you'll influence people to sin? They don't need any help from me. They don't need any help from me at all. Well, don't you care? It ain't none of my business. Their sins have already been dumped on Jesus. I love God because He carried mine. Well, about my own sins, me and God, we talk about that. I just want people left alone to grow up in God themselves. I'm just tired of these pea brains shaping people in their view of God. You say, are you making fun? No, we're deadly serious about the funnies. Well, don't you believe in God? Sure do. Well, I'm tired of them being solidly idiots. Don't you respect people's convictions? Sure, I don't just only respect their faking. God ain't as corny as they make him. Oh, God, don't make me say it. Not down here in the back of land. I'll guarantee you there were at least 120,000 mighty angels marched up to God and said, God, for him to credit you with that crap, will you let me go down there and take care of him? And God, like David, when that soldier with him said of that low-down, cheating crook that threw dirt at him when they were leaving Jerusalem during a hard time, let me cut that sons of Belial's head off. David wouldn't waste time with him. Give him the time. I'm tired of God being put down. Plus the fact, he said to those angels, I got old Gene down there in them king's houses. He'll take care of it. Don't need an angel to take care of a peanut. I'll die for God. I got a lifetime love affair with His Word. I'm just ashamed and embarrassed. And like Jeremiah, I've reached the stage where there's such a fury burning in me, I can't contain it anymore. I've never seen so much crap in the name of God dumped out on Sunday in my life as you see on religious television every Sunday. And I'm out here crying to tell the world that is not the only kind of Christianity, if it is Christianity at all, that exists. I hope some of the pastors, I'm getting their pastor here in Virginia called, Reverend Paul Martin. Appreciate your ministry and agrees with everything you said. There's so many of those traditionalists out here, you're like a breath of fresh air. I'm telling you, it's time somebody speak out so you don't have to be a self-righteous asteroid to be a Christian.